than you.
It's 8:23. We got, well, we got clouds, we got wind, we got 35 degrees. Definitely fall here in the Southern Valley. Well, time for one of my favorite segments. I say that in almost every segment, but this one truly is. I mean it. It's the Morning Zoo with Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz in studio with me this morning. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good to have you in, and I owe you a thank you. I got to see your new arrival yesterday.
You know.
This tiger cub that is adorable.
And absolutely. He didn't even chew on you, eat you.
Wanted your camera bag.
You wanted my camera bag, but just a great experience. Thank you for that.
Well, it's part of our fam tour, and you don't need a fam tour to become familiar with the zoo because you know it. And we're just really, really honored that you came down and participated because...
You got some big plans for that little guy.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. And as he grows, we'll be pairing him with Tilly, Zeta.
Yeah,
Zeta. I'm looking at Tom going, I got the names wrong. Zeta. Oh, there was a naming contest online the other day.
Okay.
And Felix was the winner.
Felix
the winner. Okay. So Felix is his name. And anybody out there going, what? Should have voted. No, as you know, we have a son who's nicknamed through his life and mostly through school and high school and even in adulthood is Mowgli.
And
now,
someday when we have a lot of time, I want to know how that name came about.
Well, the other thing is he goes on and votes for Mowgli and he calls us and goes, didn't you guys vote? Like Tom looks at me and goes, why didn't we vote? And it's like, we work at the zoo, we didn't vote because the day got away on us. It was just a one day thing.
Right.
Thank you, Ariana and Brittany, for putting that together and the people who submitted the names. And the names were chosen. And there were four or five names on the list and in the finals, and actually Felix won. So thanks to everybody who voted and everybody's donations for that.
So it's Felix.
It's Felix. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be, he's adorable, and you got to experience him up
incredible.
Close.
Incredible.
So.
Thank you again.
So, you know. And what about those high schoolers there yesterday? What a great day.
Well, Wapton's Day of Caring was going on.
It was, and in the morning, in the afternoon, we had... These kids show up, and you know, I say it all the time, and you've heard me say more. There's always more good than bad, and when you see these good youth show up and they're excited to be there to help, hallelujah!
Right, right, and helping Schmaltz out too. You know,
Then you know. It was cool to have them there helping, but it's also great to see the wonder look in their eyes when they see the animals, not just the little tiger. You're seeing them rake, and they get up, and they're looking at the cheetahs or honey badgers or the rhinos. And the look in their eyes, it makes it all worthwhile.
Right, absolutely. And we saw that yesterday. Saw it firsthand.
Yes.
And, kudos to Ned Cluton for putting that deal together.
It is a good one.
So let's talk about the busyness at the zoo. You got a couple of events.
We do.
Happening, and okay. I'll lead in with that and just let you take it.
Zubu. Note the time change this year. We're doing 4:30. I'm sorry.
4:30 to 6:30.
Yeah, you keep me on track today.
I know. See,
4:30 to 6:30, and it's on a Sunday, so we thought we'd do 4:30 to 6:30 and try that time change. If not, we'll go back to the 5 to 7 next year. But 4:30 to 6:30, we have so many sponsors, and kids come trick or treat through the zoo. You don't need to be in costume. It is fun if they are. Don't need to go buy something.
Yeah,
you know, dress them warm depending on the weather, and it's just a. It is a fundraiser. It's $5 for everybody who comes in. The kids get, with the kids' admission, they get trick-or-treating and a carousel ticket.
How many years have you been doing Zubu? It's been going on for...
Well, I've been there 32, 30 as director, so 29, I think. I don't know.
Was that your idea originally, or did you get it from someone else?
My first zoo conference, I was told it was in February of the same year... And the next year, I was hired as director. And the first thing someone said was, if you're not doing a Halloween event, do one. Yeah. So everybody does a Halloween event. And some do Boo at the Zoo. Some do something else and Scary This or Night Eyes. We've done the Night Eyes before as well. But the Zoo Boo kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And we're not the only Zoo Boo out there. But I think the way we do it is a little bit differently, where we have strictly, it's for getting goodies.
Well, and they know it too.
Yeah, when you see the kids come out with a huge bag of candy, then I'm going, make sure you don't share with mom and dad.
No, they mean business. Yeah. They're not about to share with anybody. It's like, gimme, gimme.
And the other thing is, it's always held the day before Halloween. So let's say you have inclement weather the next night. mom and dad can go, hey, we did it. Although we're not trying to, we did it the day before, so you can still go to your neighbors and trick or treat traditionally if you choose to. But it's a great event.
It's a safe way to do it. There's one way in the zoo, one way out. Mm-hmm. So we control all the access, so we make sure everybody is safe. Law enforcement has a booth down there, and they take care of things, hand out candy. They have McGruff out there. It's just a really safe way for you to bring your kids to see all the decorations that are put up. So it's perfect.
And two, your outdoor residents down there seem to enjoy it, too.
We
the
do.
Ones that can be outside seem to like all that activity.
Yeah, the ones that are out, and so people know, it's not necessarily a let's see the animal thing because all the primates and everybody will be in. So the ones that are able to be out are out. Other than that, they're in, and it's there's some out. So
great
you
event.
Will see some. But, yeah, you know, kids just like to see other kids.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. And we try to get you through the gate as quickly as we can into the zoo. And we've really gotten that down to really, what am I trying to say? It works.
No more bottlenecks. It's going to move this year.
We're trying very hard not to
do
bottlenecks. And so, and don't forget, there'll be sponsors can decorate their own booth. Otherwise, the whole zoo will be lined with lit jack-o'-lanterns.
Are you amazed at the creativity? I mean, I look at some of these kids' costumes, some of the adult costumes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking, what a great thing to do, because talk about something the whole family can kind of get in on.
Oh, yeah. This one little girl, I think a couple years ago, came through, and she had, she was wearing a khaki shirt, and her hair was askew, probably by accident, maybe. And she had this big thing of keys on her. And one of our board members was working the back gate, and he goes, oh, he said, and what are you? And she said, I'm Kathy.
No.
Yes.
And get out of here. That's beautiful.
It was like, that is a day maker.
That is a great story.
And
seriously.
Like, okay. Well, I know Lonnie Halverson's son, our grandson, came dressed as him in a plaid shirt. Even had the thumbnail that looked like a hammer.
Oh, man. Great stories, which is what kind of what Shankabazoo is all about. And you got another little event quickly in November.
Big event.
We're going to be talking more about that.
We're going to come back, talk more about it. We're back, and we're live, and we're doing it.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing it.
Yeah.
So we're getting everything geared up.
Game show.
We're getting the pieces out, making sure they're painted, working on the menu. So it'll be great food from four different countries around the world. That each there'll be four different buffet tables. So it'll be a great time.
Loving that. Folks, thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
Another edition of the Morning Zoo. We talk with Tom and Kathy every Thursday at this time. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition or...